It's lunchtime at Fish, and the restaurant's picnic-style wooden tables are filling up with hungry patrons.
We go for the special fish of the day, so today we got haddock and squid.
That's Sandy Lamke, a Mill Valley resident who comes to Fish often with her husband. Lamke says she keeps coming back because she appreciates knowing where her food came from.
It was caught on a local boat. It's sustainable. Plus, fish is healthy for you.
About 70% of Fish's seafood is sourced directly from fishermen, says executive chef Douglas Bernstein. And sitting right on the waterfront, the restaurant has the unique ability to buy directly from boats.
So they can pull up here or wherever their first port of landing is, get a transfer ticket, and bring it directly to us. I can tell you the name of the captain, the name of the boat, where it was caught, how it was caught for each fish that we sell.
On the menu now is a lot of Dungeness crab and trout. But a seafood favorite like salmon you won't find. That's because California king salmon are not in season now, says Bernstein.
Fish as well has a season. They need time to repopulate and to spawn, and we're doing our best to give those species a chance to keep going.
But not everything served at Fish is local. Take, for instance, the Asian carp.
And we've been having a lot of good luck getting that in at a great price. We're using that currently in our fish tacos.
Despite its name, the carp comes in from Kentucky, where they're caught as an invasive species in the Mississippi River. And lionfish, another invasive fish proliferating in the reefs of Florida, was also a recent offering.
It was an amazing fish. It's a really mild, sweet, white-fleshed fish. Even if it wasn't invasive, I'd go for it every time.
Eating invasive fish species as a way to control their population has become a nationwide trend, especially on the coast, says Sheila Bowman with the Monterey Bay Seafood Watch program. Lionfish is listed as a best choice fish for consumers and chefs in the program, which rates seafood found in the U.S. market based on a variety of environmental factors.
How is it being fished? What kind of gear is being used? Are they managing around the fish's biologies? Are we looking at habitat damage?
Now 20 years old, the Seafood Watch program is used in restaurants and grocery stores like Whole Foods across the country. But Bowman says there's still a general unawareness from consumers about where their seafood is coming from. She says more questions need to be asked at the dinner table.
What do you mean, sea bass? Where's it from? How's it caught? You know, tell me some more information, because too little information about seafood has allowed it to be this sort of unsustainable product in the realm of foods.
And Chef Bernstein at Fish agrees. But he says restaurant owners and cooks also need to take more responsibility.
People that are committed to serving a sustainable fish, I'd like them to adhere to some sort of standard of serving renewable fish. We understand people are going to eat fish, but if we're serving a fish that's sustainable, that's renewable, then the next generation will have that fish available. The generation after that will as well.
I'm Tiffany Kamhai for KRCB's North Bay Report.